Well, that's why Joanne called me on it.
All right.
Where is that in the budget, Joe?
Human resources consulting. We were looking for it in the budget.
In the budget? I don't know. I don't have it with me. I can get it after the work session.
But we did budget for it?
We did budget for it.
Yeah, Dave's coming to the meeting, I believe.
Yeah. That's in there.
Okay.
The one thing that we left off from HR's resources was they put in a separate quote for extraordinary HR services such as workplace violence investigations, and I basically reported back to them that based on the travel costs that they estimated that we'd have to pay, that for those types of services, that, you know, we'd stay local, but we would utilize them for everyday HR services, COBRA administration.
Stuff that they can do remotely, Joe?
Stuff that they can do remotely. They've already assisted us with our employee handbook review. That's pending a final review from us. I'll show you where that is in the budget.
Yeah, I guess my feeling on this is we talked about this at the budget, and that's thanks for reminding me that we actually put it in the budget because I couldn't remember. But this is the kind of thing that, you know, we ought to try it for a year. And is it a year or is it a 5-year?
It's a year.
Try it for a year. And, you know, the whole, I think we were all intuiting that the need that we need professional services on that type of thing. Let's just see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, the basis, and it's talked about at the Association of Towns and amongst municipality leaders, that, you know, there's huge exposure for municipalities that try to run HR on their own. You know, typically it's a village clerk or it's a comptroller that's wearing multiple hats, and with the laws changing every single year to stay up up to date, I mean, there's just huge legal exposure if you do something wrong. So by outsourcing, you know, we don't have, like, you can't justify hiring an HR professional at $70,000 a year. So to outsource it to a third party that can take care of our, you know, 90% of the issues that we deal with, and know that it's being taken care of in a professional way where there's no exposure on our end, is worth the money that we budgeted for.
That's
it.
That's the way to go.
Does that answer all your questions there? All right, Radisson Sewer District hydrant repair.
Yeah, there's a typo there. She must have copied hydrant repair from below, but it's supposed to be Borough Drive Sewer Lateral Installation. So last winter we had a sewer and water just don't mess.
Not even letters. Yeah.
Wait. So I had Radisson Sewer District hydrant repair.
Yeah,
and it's supposed to read what?
Radisson Sewer District Burwood Drive Sewer Lateral Installation, and that's actually what I emailed her. My guess is she must have copied only part of it and then brought the hydrant repair. I don't know how that happened, but either way. So last winter, the resident at 3148 Burwood Drive, which is on the left side of the figure there, their sewer lateral clogged from ice. It was frozen. As you can see, there's a swale that comes down the property line there that there's only about a foot and a half of cover over her sewer lateral. Some grease, whatnot, got caught approximately right underneath the swale. Ice built up. She was out of service for almost 2 weeks last winter.
From our house? Oh my gosh.
The problem is her sewer lateral, so the lot, you can see the lot next to her is vacant and is actually a Radisson Community Association green space lot. Her sewer lateral crosses onto private property with no easement. In addition to that, we found out the sewer lateral from 3150 crosses onto the private property of 3148 with no easement. We really shouldn't have given a CO for these. Not sure exactly how to happen. This was the late 80s. I spoke with Tony about this a little over a month ago. Last thing we want to do is have this lady out of service again, and especially in a situation where she can't access to dig up the sewer line on private property. After consulting with Tony, we think the best option is to, we're going to reroute the sewer line to the main connection of the sewer lateral from 3148 to where the main connection for 3150 is. Then we're going to directional bore underneath Burwood Drive for a new lateral for 3150 and tie it in. All work will be outside of the house. We're going to pay for it through Radisson Sewer District, and we're going to use DE Trolley on county bid.
So this is the
new red is new.
What is this?
That's a new one too. Because that's where 3150. But this is actually her. The property line is like this. Her property line is like this.
So where are we going with hers?
We're going to grab the existing lateral and tie into the vet trap and clean out for 3150 right here.
Does this issue exist anywhere else on the street?
Oh, this.
No, you know what I think happened is this was going to be. These two were supposed to be single family lots, and something changed, and they built a duplex, and then donated the other lot to Radisson for green space.
Okay.
That's what I think happened, because obviously they did a long side lateral when they installed the sewer main here, so I think, and it's right in the middle of the other lot. My guess is they that was going to be two single family lots, and then they combined them and made a duplex out of it, but didn't put in a new sewer lateral, and just left the sewer lateral going across private property.
Not to belabor this, since everything you're saying makes sense, but this proposed 3148, it looks like it ends though, what right here. What are you doing? So you're going, this is your new line.
Yep, and it's tying into the existing, there's a vent trap and clean out right here for 3150. So we're just going to tie into the existing vent trap and clean out rather than going and doing a new line under the road.
And you're going to abandon.
And then we're going to abandon in place
that diagonal one.
That diagonal one.
Okay.
Very good.
Unfortunately, we're around $13,000 to fix it. But
so how does that work?
It's a sewer district cost expense. I just wanted you guys to be aware of it, make sure there was no opposition to it. It's the right thing to do.
That's appropriate use of sewer district funds for a private lateral.
Well, it's part of the district.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a lateral. The district is supposed to provide a lateral for each house that's on their property that they can access. In this instance, there's not a lateral on her property that she can access. So both of these properties have laterals that cross private property that they can't access.
And the reason why you're not using the existing line is because it's too shallow and it freezes up anyways, and it's on private property.
Yeah, because it's on private property. It's
still going under.
But you could still get an easement from Radisson. they could grant an easement for the lateral, and you wouldn't have to do the work. But is the real issue that it's too shallow and it freezes?
I'm going to insulate over the top of the pipe when we put it in. When we go underneath the soil, we're going to put rigid foam over the top of it to keep the frost from penetrating it.
Because it is still under that swale.
It is. It's still going to be under the swale, but the grade comes up considerably. I measured down from this vent trap and clean out. This vent trap and clean out is 6.5 feet deep, so I should have plenty of fall to get under the swale. I should have more cover when I come under the swale there. And... because this vent trap and clean out only is 4 feet deep. So this main has got quite a bit of fall in it.
But I think to Joe's question, if I'm interpreting you correctly, I mean, there's no question the sewer district would take care of the existing sewer main.
Mm-hmm. That's existing right. Sewer main and laterals. Inside the right-of-way.
Okay.
But
inside the right-of-way, but this is work outside of the right-of-way on private property.
Yeah, but it's because... when it was built, somebody screwed up.
Yeah, okay. When the sewer district took dedication of the laterals in the right of way, there was not a lateral fronting each parcel.
Okay.
So this will.
So we're making good on a mistake that the town made in authorizing the.
That was what 30 years ago.
That'll just be abandoned.
This is abandoned. This is abandoned.
Correct.
This is new. This is new.
Correct.
Almost 40 years ago.
Yes, it was like 88 or 89.
Is there a resolution that?
No, because it's a district expense.
You just do it.
Yeah, we've always just done these. I always just brief the board on them before we before we do them.
And that's if it's fine, if it's the legal use of those funds, then I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clinton Heights Water District. We had you'll see a resolution on it's resolution C, I believe. E, sorry. Back in 1968, the town implemented an agreement with Aqua to maintain the hydrants in the Clinton Heights Water District. In the process, we never terminated that agreement, so Aqua has still continued, even since we signed the lease with the Village IMA, Aqua has continued to test and lubricate and maintain those hydrants, and we've been paying a fee for it. So the reason this was brought to our attention was they actually found two hydrants that were defective this year when they were doing their maintenance and bagged them, and Aqua never called us. We got calls from residents saying, hey, when are these hydrants going to be fixed? Went back and forth with Aqua Distribution and Repair a few times. They said, yeah, we'll put it on the schedule to repair them. And turns out that their maintenance agreement is only to maintain, i.e. flush and lubricate the hydrants, not any repairs. So this actually now falls back under our village lease agreement. So the village will be fixing these two hydrants. Actually, the town is responsible in year three of the lease for 60% of the cost to repair these hydrants. However, the village has been collecting a quarterly maintenance fee from each residence. So there's currently $19,000 in the Clinton Heights Water District escrow account with the village, which will more than cover these repairs. I wanted to explain to you guys why Resolution E is on there.
Yeah.
And two, to let you know that the village is taking care of repairing those two hydrants.
Okay.
So I have a question about that, though. How is it that Aqua found the problem and not the village?
Can't answer that. I haven't gotten their hydrant maintenance report yet. I got it last year. I haven't seen it yet this year. Okay. They sent it to me last year in February. So
okay.
I'm not sure when the village tested them, if they got to test them, or until I get their report, their annual okay. report. Right. I don't have that data.
Okay.
Splash pad. So you'll see motion D is authorizing the town clerk to advertise for bids. We're going to modify that date. It was I originally put January 16, 2019. The aquatics engineer that did the mechanicals for this, is doing the mechanical revisions for this. I had some stuff that I wanted him to revise in it. Is not going to finish that until after the holidays, so we're going to push that bid date to February 6, 2019. And motion D. February 6, 2019. Drawings are done. Spec book is done. I printed out a few sets of drawings that will go. Got a revised estimate for you guys. So we've found sponsors for concrete aggregate, working on a sponsor to give us a discount on pipe. So what we did is we've structured this contract so the contract is three bid items. The base bid item is the actual pad with the spray apparatus, installation of the spray apparatus, installation of the mechanical vault, and all the drainage piping. Then we have alternate bid number two, which is the sidewalk around the splash pad and the sidewalk from the office building out to the splash pad. And alternate bid item number two is the brick paver walkway. I did this for a couple reasons. I have a feeling that the number that we get on the brick paver walkway is going to be exponentially higher than what it would be to concrete. So I want to actually see what that cost is before we go ahead and award it.
That's just an aesthetic thing.
That's purely an aesthetic thing that Tony was doing the buy a brick
program,
but we haven't had a lot of success selling bricks, so I'm leery of.
Because I mean I didn't realize we were going to do bricks or wanted to do bricks. Cause, I mean that's definitely, I mean it's nice, but I don't know how necessary it is. In fact, I'd rather walk on concrete when I'm barefooted than bricks.
It's the It's this right here. It's the walkway it from the parking lot.
No, I know, but you're still going to walk. Kids are going to walk barefoot. And if you want to do a brick, buy a brick thing, you can do a little special thing off that or something.
I was going to say my idea was do edging along the sidewalk. But either way, I bid those two items as a square foot cost. The sidewalk, because the village's sidewalk bid is very, very low, and we could piggyback off of that if our bids come in high.
I guess what I'm saying is, even if you get a good price for bricks, I would save the money and do it and spend it on something else. I wouldn't do bricks, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Let's see where we're going.
We got to see what the numbers come in. That's why I broke it out as a separate bid item. So,
what else?
You can see the estimate is updated here. So the spray equipment, we've got a firm number on that off of a state bid. The water main extension and meter pit, we got a firm number on that from Aqua. Base bid item one is, like I said, the main labor and equipment to install the splash pad, all the piping, and the control panel and vault. Added a bid item number one is the concrete sidewalk around the splash pad into the office building, and added a bid item number two is the brick walkway. The precast concrete structures, we got a solid number on that. There's a 6-foot by 10-foot vault underneath the mechanical equipment enclosure, plus two catch basins. Pipe and fittings, I've got a $20,000 number in here as a placeholder. I feel that is more than adequate, but I haven't actually broke down, itemized all the fittings and everything else. So I've got a placeholder in that, and I've asked Martisco and EJP if they would be willing to sponsor, give us a sponsorship and maybe an additional discount off of county bid for that. So that's that $20,000 number is a bit of a question mark, but it's more than enough to cover it. We have 94 yards of concrete, which discounted with a 25% discount from Roselli Enterprises, brings us to $8,400. $12.87 for the sand represents a 25% discount off a county bid from Roselli. And the wash two stone at $14 is also a 25% reduction in cost off a county bid through Roselli. I've got the brick pavers and edging. Tony's picked out some benches that are $450 a piece for the inside of the fence. That we got nine of those. And then turf restoration and landscape plantings. Tony has indicated that he wants to have his crew do the landscape beds and plantings. Just they've done that stuff already, and he feels that they're more than capable. So I've got $1,500 in there for that. For a subtotal of $270,000 in change, I threw a 10% contingency on there for a total of $297,501. It's a conservative estimate. I do feel we're going to come in lower than that when this is all said and done. I'm excited to get this thing out on the street and see what our bids come back at.
So a couple of questions.
Yep.
Where's the money for the fence?
Fence is included in base bid item number one. Yeah, I was not able to find a sponsor for it, and it's actually a pretty small component of that. So if you go to sheet...
All right, as long as it's included.
Yep, it's included in the base bid number
one. Now, I don't know how accurate this picture is. So you're talking about add bid item one.
Is the walkway over. That picture is not accurate. That's one of the changes I asked the mechanical guy to make.
Go to
sheet in your packet there, the one that says site layout plan sheet two, which would be the third sheet in the packet.
Okay, so this one.
Yep.
So
the hatched area around the outside of the splash pad is added a bid item number one.
This here?
That's the brick.
Oh, this here?
Yep.
Okay.
Is added a bid number one, and then the brick is added a bid number two.
So if you don't have this concrete, what happens? It's just the spray
bid? Actually, the village has a very good bid for concrete sidewalk that's 5-foot wide right now, that if we get a high number, I will exclude it from this contract and piggyback off the village's
right.
contract.
Right, so what I'm getting at is that that's not a negotiable. We need that concrete.
We do, yeah, absolutely, but I put it in as an additive bid so that if the number comes in high, I can back it out. Right.
And does this base bid for the equipment, has that changed, or is it just as many pieces of equipment?
Same pieces of equipment that we looked at previously. It's the same design in that regard.
And then as far as the bid, we've only got 9 benches scoped out if we wanted to
and Tony wants to buy the benches and have his guys install them
right.
after the fence is up.
But if we have enough money, we should all be thinking about more benches.
Absolutely. Right now, Tony is going to go the metal picnic table with umbrellas route around the outside is what he's thinking. But he hasn't given me an exact number of what he wants to put in there.
But when you say he's going to do it on the outside, that's not part of this bid.
It is not.
No.
That's going to be a separate. He's just going to buy them and have his guys assemble them and put them up.
But what I'm getting at is 9 sounds like a lot, but it's not when you're watching dozens and dozens of kids.
And the inside, yeah, it's not. The having some picnic tables around the outside with umbrellas is going to be necessary.
So if we have, what I'm getting at is if this comes in good, and we have money in the bank, so to speak, think about buying more benches. That's all. I just don't want to forget that.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's great. This is exciting. All right, cool.
So we're well on our way. It's just a matter of getting the revised mechanical, electrical, and structural drawings back from the consulting engineer that we use.
Is this your, you need this?
No, you can have it if you want to take it and peruse it.
Not at all.
Okay.
Do you want it, Peter?
I would like a copy of it.
There you go.
I see it.
Thank you.
Almost every day.
You see it almost every day.
That's all I got. If anybody wants the spec book, I'm not going to kill that many trees. We're over 230 pages right now, but if anybody wants it, I'll email it to them, or I'll put it on a CD or whatever.
All right.
Thanks for saving the trees.
Yeah.
We don't need it. I don't need that.
All right. With that, why don't we call for an executive session to talk about contractual or negotiated, union negotiated items. Can I get a motion to go into an executive session?
I'll move it.
I guess I will be second things.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We're in executive session starting at 6:15.